Hey guys, welcome back. Man, you know how you think that your life is going in the right direction, and then things happen, and you realize, no, you should have stayed where you was before, because you tried it. You tried it. Let me just tell you a little story. So, I may or may not have mentioned this, but I moved from New York City to help out a friend. And I'm putting friend in quotation marks because, yeah. This friend told me, right, she was by herself, her and her two kids. She didn't have a husband anymore. They're separated. He's leaving the house. She really needs some help, right? I love the babies. You know, I love my friend. I loved my friend. Sorry. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. I wanted to move out of New York, you know, eventually. And nothing's really holding me back in New York. Like, I have friends, sure. I do have a job. I had a place to stay. Like, I had, things weren't going extremely great, but they weren't going bad enough that, like, I don't know, that I was, like, pressed to leave. Like, I could have stayed. But anyways, point is, I got all my stuff and I had moved to Maryland where she lived to go help her take care of the babies, right? First red flag was, she had told me like a week or so before that her husband had moved out. He moved out. He was no longer going to be in the house. You know, she really needed help. You know, the way she explained it, it was like, oh my God, I'm stressed out. I have to drop my kids off somewhere else. And I don't really trust the person I drop my kids off to. And like, I really need your help. Like, I can't wait until you get here. I'm like, okay, girl, like, I'm coming. Like, I got you. Like, I'm coming. So I get there, first red flag, he's in the house, and they're just eating in the living room, right? Me and two friends from New York, I drove over, and we get there, and we're like moving all the stuff into the basement because it just seemed like an easier thing to do. Again, they're just sitting in the living room eating. Nobody offered to help, and that was also another red flag. It's like, girl, you kind of, not even forced me, because I made the decision to move, but you were very adamant about me coming there. The least you could do was help, right? And mind you, before that, she had offered to come get me and my stuff, but I had to make other arrangements, which was fine. My other friends didn't have any problem with that. You know, it was a 3-hour drive. It wasn't that bad. But again, another red flag. So I'm in there, you know, I moved in there, and like for I think a week or so, I'm sleeping on the couch because her stuff is still in her office / my room. And again, that's fine. I'm okay sleeping in the living room until you get your life together. This whole time, it's just me and the babies. Like, when they're up, I'm up because I'm a light sleeper. So when I hear them, like, up, I'm fucking, like, I'm up. Like, so I'm giving them breakfast. I'm hanging out with them the whole day. Like, for 3 months, it's just been me and the babies hanging out, you know, just being up and about. I want to say a week or two into it, she tells me that she is moving back to Texas, or she wants to, either she applied for a job in Texas and she was about to get it or something like that. The point is, we were supposed to be moving to Texas. So I was like, okay, well, I thought we were staying here because I planned on, you know, getting lessons from you, because that's what you said, because I still have my learner's permit from New York City, get my lessons from you and then go back to New York and go back to New York and get my license. Like, that was my plan. But now we're moving to Texas. Fine. That's okay. I can readjust. Now I'm researching apartments in Texas, because the whole point was like me moving there, but I didn't want to stay inside that house because if her husband was going to be there, I'm not going to be comfortable. Now, let's just take a little pause and get into why I didn't want to live in the house with her and her husband. Now, this is going to be like a 4-part series. I'm just throwing that out there right now. So, yeah, just a heads up. Okay, so besides the fact that, you know, they were quote-unquote supposed to be separated, the things that she tells me, it makes it seem like the husband don't do nothing. You know, like, I think at the time when I got there, he had a job. But before that, he didn't have a job. So he was just, like, at the house, lounging around or whatever. And I'm guessing the baby stayed at the house with him. But she felt that the babies were, like, watching themselves until he got up around, like, 9 or 10. And they were, like, starving to death and, like, just a lot of dramatics. So there's that. And then there were some things going on with, like, his side of the family. It was just, like, a lot going on with the husband. Like, a lot. And they, not to say that they always fall, like, every day, but you know how, like, when you have a friend and your friend tells you how their significant other ain't shit, and just, like, it just goes on and on, like, yeah, they ain't shit, this and that, like, just keeps on going day after day, month after month, like, year after year. So then you're looking at your friend like, well, why don't you leave him or her? And for whatever reason, they don't do that, but they will still constantly tell you about how that person's not shit. And I'm supposed to look at her husband like what? Like, I hear the things that she tells me about you, and then I hear when y'all fight. Like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't like to be around hostile environments. I don't like to be around confrontation because it makes me uncomfortable. So that's one of the other reasons why I wanted to, you know, move out and have my own place. It was always going to be a temporary thing. I was never going to stay with her forever. But I did want to find something close by and, you know, find a whatever job and then, like, go from there. But whatever. I digress. So, back to the story of we're supposed to move into Texas. I'm looking for apartments. I'm looking for driving schools. I'm like, okay, well, if I can't get my license in New York because I'm going to be too far away, that's fine. I'm going to see if I can transfer my permit to Texas. I'm all looking everything up. I have everything set, like, mentally. I have everything set in my computer. Like, I'm good. A week later, oh yeah, we're not gonna go there anymore. Okay, heard you. Now I'm just gonna delete everything that I just saved. And then for like the next month and a half to 2 months, that's what it was. It was, oh, we're gonna move here, and like it was a definite thing at the time. And I knew that was another ref. Like, I knew I shouldn't have believed what she was saying because she was never consistent in any of her decisions. She always had these ideas, and they're great ideas, don't get me wrong, like, great ideas. It's just never stuck to not one of them. But yeah, she would, like, she's a very good talker. She would sell you into whatever idea it was. I'm like, yeah, that sounds freaking great. And I'm the type of person who'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Like, we out. But never was consistent. So yeah, we had talked about moving to different locations, I want to say 4 or 5 times. I had went back to New York City to visit my friends for a few days because I was just overwhelmed by the whole process of we're moving. Oh, wait, we're not going to move. Oh my God, we're definitely going to this place. Oh wait, we're not going to do that. So I went to New York because at that time she was like, you know what? We're moving to Texas again within the next week or so. And like that was set. She had that whole plan set for a whole week. I'm like, okay, it's been a week. She hasn't changed her mind yet. So that's it. We're going. So let me go say bye to my friends because I won't be as close to them as, you know, I thought I would be. So I go to New York. I come back. And when I get back, oh, we're not going to Texas anymore. Or I feel like I want to go on vacation for 3 months and then move to Texas. So for, I want to say a day or two, or maybe like 3 days, we had talked about going to Dominican Republic for a few months. She was like, yeah, you have your passport and everything, you know, just see what you need to do for, what do you call it? Like visas or whatever. I'm like, okay. So she's like, yeah, write down everything that you need to, you know, go to DR for a few months and then, you know, we'll go. Like it got to the point where I even purchased my flight for DR because she was so gung ho about it. Thank God I got the, what do you call it? The plan where you're like, if you cancel it, you get your money back. And like, you get the whole percentage back, because I would have been fucking shit out of luck had it come to like, I think it was like beginning of September, and then, oh girl, we're not going. I'm sorry, what? I can't get a refundable ticket. So like now I'm in DR. Like the fuck, like now I'm there. So thank God I did that. And then a week after the whole we're not going to DR situation, it was New Mexico. Who even lives in New Mexico? So like now I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to like get excited for something. And like, I'm telling my friends, I'm like, yeah, she said that she wants to go to New Mexico. And they're like, New Mexico? I'm like, yeah, because she got a job with somebody and something. And they were like, oh, all right. Because, like, at this point, they're like, okay, well, I thought you was going to Texas. I'm like, girl, I thought I was going to Texas, too. The fuck? So, yeah, that had happened. And then, I want to say a week after, oh, yeah, we're not going to Texas. I got a new job offer. It was kind of in D.C., but it was also not in D.C. because, like, she could work in a D.C., what do you call it? Like headquarters, I guess. But the location of the job was in Alabama. So apparently she didn't want to commute the 2 hours it would have taken her to go to DC, which I didn't understand. Like, you're upset because you don't want to drive all the way to DC. Then why would you apply for a job knowing that it's going to be in DC? One. And then two, a 2 hour drive is not even that bad. Like, sure, you gotta go through traffic and like all the other stuff, but like, you would rather fly your whole family, or not even fly, drive your whole family all the way to this new location rather than just like the 2 hours it would took you to drive to DC. But I digress again. So I want to say by the end of September, she had made a decision. She found a house. Yeah, she found the house. She was like, we out. And I was like, oh, okay. And at the time, her and her husband were having issues. Again, because, you know, it's always consistent, always having issues. And she just wanted to leave. And I told her, I was like, leaving will not solve your problem. Because all you're doing is taking that problem from one location to the next. I told her this. She's like, yeah, no, it's going to be different because he's going to stay here in Maryland. And we're all just going to go to new location, Alabama. We're just going to go to Alabama and he's going to stay here. And, you know, we're just going to figure things out. By then, I was like, okay, fine. If he's going to stay here in Maryland, then it's fine. I, you know, will help with the babies in the morning. And then, like, I'll figure something out, you know, towards the evening so that I can get, like, a little job or something. Whatever. Like, that was a plan. He didn't leave. She kicked him out all of, I want to say, less than 24 hours. She kicked him out. He left, came back the next day, was like sleeping in the bedroom, taking a shower, like, huh? And then he was like, he was there again. So by then we had packed up the truck. Yeah, it was an awkward situation because I know he's like, I have nowhere else to go, pretty much. Like, I literally have nowhere else to go. Like, I have to stay with her wherever she goes. And I can see that with him. And then she don't make it any better because you're in this awkward situation with your husband, right? But you don't put your foot down when it comes to, like, I don't want you around the house no more, right? You let him come back. Like, I don't understand people who do that. You don't want to be with somebody. You're quote unquote miserable, but you don't want to leave him because it's convenient to have him there. What? It's not good for you, and it's not good for him. Like, no, y'all both unhappy, and it's hard for other people to look at. It's like, again, you talk shit to me about him all the time, but like, I gotta look him in the face and smile at him, and then y'all want to do like family outings. And I'm supposed to go with y'all? Nah, I'm uncomfy. Like, I don't want to be here with y'all. But yeah, so we drove to Alabama, and things were happening on the trip there. Yeah, she blew a tire. I want to say, where were we? Tennessee? She blew a tire on the highway in Tennessee, and we had to get it fixed. And then when we got there, the truck that we had with all our stuff in it, that decided to, like, stop working, I think. Like, it didn't blow any tires or anything. It just, like, I guess the battery died or something. So then that happened. And then the house that we were going to stay in, the guy had sold it as, you know, like, the greatest house or whatever. But mind you, it didn't have a refrigerator. The house was kind of dirty, honestly. Like, it just looked like they painted over stuff and didn't even sweep it or nothing. Like, there was flies all over the window sills, and it was just like, ew. And then he had all these, like, conditions. He's like, oh, well, if they're not on the lease, they can't stay in the house, and it's just going to be you and the kids, right? And because we don't want your husband to be here, because then he has to be on the lease. Like, it was a lot. He was just being extra. But also, she was being extra because she doesn't really know how to talk to people. Like, she knows how to talk to people, but, like, when it's something that's not benefiting her, she talks to people crazy, and I'd be looking at her like, you going in for what? Like, your tone's nasty for what? And I'm saying this as a person who stay on 100, stay on an attitude when people, you know, giving me the same thing. But, like, all the guy said was, because she was supposed to be in Alabama at the time at, like, around 3, and we didn't end up getting there until 6, but because, you know, things were happening. And yeah, it's just the way she speaks to people sometimes. It'd be like, girl, like, you can't talk to people crazy like that all the time, because not everybody's gonna take it a certain type of way. But yeah, finally get settled into Alabama, right? We're in. There's supposed to be a 4-bedroom house, but it ended up being like 3-bedroom in an office. So things were going okay. The husband was sleeping in the baby's room for, like, I want to say a few days to, like, a week, because he wasn't supposed to stay. But then he ended up staying again. But then they got the truck and went back to Maryland to get the rest of the stuff from the house. And here's where I'm going to stop it, because I feel like I've been talking for like 85 days. And I've also been rambling for like 85 days. But yeah, that's going to be on part one. Part one is, I left my mediocre life in New York City with all my friends. We out here turning up all the time. My job that I hated, that I was eventually gonna leave. Actually, I was in the process of leaving. And yeah, like, New York is different. Like, it's different. I already miss like some things, but I don't miss all the things. Like, unless I have mad money, I would not go back to New York City. But yeah, I left all that for a friend who I thought was a friend, but instead there were just red flags all over the place. I'm the type of person who needs consistency, and once you mess that up, I get overwhelmed because I'm like, okay, well, I thought we were supposed to be doing this, this, and this, but instead we're doing this, we're moving from that. And it's just, it was a lot. It was a lot. I was overwhelmed. And yeah, I did not like that at all. But yeah. So part two is what transpired in Alabama. Thank you for listening. If anybody's listening, honestly, I think I got like 5 listeners, and that's fine because I really need to rant this out in order for it to be out in the universe, and then I can move on. So anyways, thank you for listening, and I'm gonna see y'all later or whatever. Well, maybe, I don't know, we'll see, because I be out here trying to say, yeah, I'm gonna do podcasts every week, and then life be happening. Yeah, life be how do y'all have kids and just like have time for yourselves? Because I 4 and 5 year olds just wanted to, man, I'm gonna miss them though. But anyways, I'll tell you about that in part 2. So yeah, thank you for listening, and see y'all next time.